You can hear us here on Parker Pathways at republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. This is November 27, 2016. It's a three-hour live program, and call the number is 800-313-9443. Excuse me. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Hello, everyone. We cover a lot of disciplines within the program. Each program centers to each other program, which you can listen to in the archives. We've been on air for about 10 years, and we cover medicine and law and politics and a few other disciplines that that are oversee into your everyday life. My treatise on chloramine cause self-damage in the human body is on the front page of RBN and is featured there. And that's a cornerstone of many things that have happened with Parker Pathways, with the UN, and with law, and with amicus curiae briefs, and with the nearly one-third of the United States has taken up chloramine caused health damage and gone against the United Nations and city councils. And with, and of course, my bio is on program list. And for the new listeners, you can, and for the listeners who have been listening to me for close to the 10 years, you know we're not politically correct, but you can learn a lot by reading the bio, and plus chloramine caused self-damage, which you can email to anyone in the country or in the world. It's again nominated for health journalism for the Nobel Prize of health journalism. This will be the fifth time it's been nominated for that. And that was all unexpected. But what you take in your body is a little different on this program because we're dealing with real medicine and real people. So I approach this 3 hours as I usually do. Well, today we're going to have seven disciplines discussed. And I am quite sad at the way the country is, the way the world is. I mean, sad in a way that I don't want to make it sound as if it's all diabolical, because you know I'm still connected. But you know, I heard about Fidel Castro's death, and everybody, you know, has different versions of how evil Fidel Castro was and what happened, you know, and thousands of people that lost their lives. And I remember the days when Batista was in power in Cuba, and Fidel Castro was on his way into Santiago. And Batista knew how vicious the Castros were. And he made sure that he dug up his brother. Batista dug up his relatives and his brother, particularly, out of the ground. Took the casket with him to Miami, because he knew, you know. But when you look at it, and work, you know, and work it through as what the present property and products were being sold when Obama went down there to Cuba and kissed the rear end of Fidel Castro. And of course, they didn't give him jack, you know. I mean, that's all there was to it. The export, of course, is medical and medical products and drugs for medicine that you can't get, and treatments in America, and you can't get them in Mexico either. So that was one of their exports. Of course, the Europeans could go to Cuba anytime they wanted to. That was their vacation land. And I won't go into a long presentation of the thing. We have a lot to cover today, as we usually do, and I hope the callers stay on topic as to what we're talking about today. But I was sent there to Cuba a long time ago, and I still to this day, not like Hillary Clinton, who violated her Secretary of State classified work. And I don't say that facetiously, because she did. But people like me in the field to be compromised, you know, would, you know, was you know, that'd be a death sentence. So it was that kind of mission to go down the thing. And I'd been studying for Uncle Sam quite extensively. I've talked about some of my missions that I can talk about over the years when studying medical anthropology and Bazzard. So I went to the Monterey Language College in Monterey, California, to learn how to speak Cuban. And went in. I was there in Cuba about 6 months, a long time ago. A very important mission. I spent some time with Castro, and Jimmy, I felt that, you know, we're trying to question as to why he was killing hundreds of prisoners, you know, for medical reasons. And of course, to make artificial blood, develop new ways to handle cancer. Of course, he had intestinal problems that required very advanced surgery he couldn't get in the United States. So, the long story short of that is a very important piece of history. What you have is a comparison of the United States at that time, and the beginning of the Russian invasion, kind of changed the position of having one of the first devised nuclear missiles off Cuba. And of course, you had the Kennedy situation, and you had the Bay of Pigs offered by the CIA, and all of the aspects of how that works with what I call the deceptions. But taking all of that into consideration, the death of Fidel Castro and what he did on the earth, particularly sending his partner in as soldier, you know, and to South America, and which was Chavez, you know, Chavez was down there and he killed thousands of people, and the Venezuela, bringing up to date there, you see, Venezuela saved Cuba with oil money. Obama went down to Venezuela, gave the Gulf of Mexico to Venezuela for drilling oil to pay it off for the money they paid to Cuba over the years. This is kind of a similar story to the show of Iran money they're trying to pay back to Iran. And, of course, I know one hell of a lot about that one. And so I opened the show in the thing, what I'm sad about is about our president, not the president-elect. We'll get to that shortly. But the thing is that to think that Obama would go down there, sell us out in Bolivia, give the fields to Venezuela, affect the money supply through the South American system of Argentina with the Germans, with the old Nazis, create a new form of treaty without congressional act concerning the interchange of oil coming off the Gulf of Mexico to be a part of a of a real world money transfer. The transfer of money back to the socialists. Remember when Obama went to South America and the Chavez, you know, he gave him his book on how to be a socialist, how to run the country as socialism. Did that in front of the cameras. World cameras. I feel I've been betrayed by 8 years of, you know, I, every day, particularly when the water issues came up and in the terms of the poisoning of the population by Sterling's and drinking water by Dr. John Holdren, and to find the Obama, you know, forming the Social and Behavioral Sciences team, which is called the SBST, and which is used, experts use to change human behavior through the government. And then you have the Office of Science and Technology Policy, also run by Dr. John Holdren, to formulate the policy of depopulation through the water and the food and the air. You take all of that, and I know Castro was an evil man, and that he really is the real thing. And, you know, I know more about it than I should know, you know. But that's all I'm going to say about my country and Obama. There are people who are, you know, a new generation of Cubans who think they won't go through the killings. I think the brother of Castro was undetermined, but they're breeding out of the same gene pool. But all that's being said, we need a change in this world, folks. And considering another way to look at human life. And the idea that everything is all as well, and that we have a president-elect that has a different view, I'll bet you're going to have to pray hard, because it's, as in history, everything happens at the right time. That's the way history works. That's the way nature works. And we're in a lot more trouble than MCI. You know, the Biological Weapons Conference with Russia is going on in Geneva, where the discussion of the use of water and other kinds of agents are involved beyond what your ma-pa biological warfare looks like. You have the process of the areas of the world that are going to be under the influence of Executive Order 13603 of the United States, which is a national emergency to take over the food and water supply in emergencies. On the surface, that sounds pretty decent to do, doesn't it? But that executive order was signed a long time ago, and the concept of martial law can still happen. And if the president-elect, his executive orders that he wants to rescind in the first 2 days of his presidency, we'll have to make some big decisions as to if he keeps Executive Order 13603. And a lot of foreign countries are already trying to convince the President-elect Trump to keep Executive Order 13603. And there's a battle that's going to go on, and it's already going on. And you have a system where the Pope, when visiting Castro, of course, Fidel Castro asked the first Pope, Pope Benedict, "What does a Pope do?" And of course, the Pope explained that he didn't talk about being, you know, he was a good pope from a lot of standpoints, but being a caretaker of the flock. But he was saying how he would, he was to manifest population control. And that was going on then in their private conversations. And you need to focus when the present pope closed the holy doors in the past 2 weeks after placing sanctification for new cardinals. Pay close attention, audience, as to what's going on. Pay very close attention as to which cardinals. They're very astute, probably the most highly educated cardinals, and most of those are cardinals that are the highest form. But the cardinals they have now are not only highly educated, they have power. They have power that's beyond your imagination. And the idea of what happens to the press in this country and how they manage to direct the manifestation of news as we know it will now be coming from other countries and not from America. You could see that in the terms of the policy decisions that happened when the stock market on the Dow reached 19,083.18. And on that day, the countries that didn't have a benchmark for the highest stock rating in the history of the stock market, but Canada, parts of Nigeria, a piece of Ukraine, which has vast money investments in gold and other kinds of metals, and in water. The commodity exchange of a barrel of oil on that moment that it hit of 19,000 on the Dow, the highest price for silver, gold, copper, natural gas was reached, and agriculture was imminent. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. And welcome aboard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is Parker Pathways, and as the break came, I was giving you the oversee of the breakage of 19,000 on the Dow Jones that happened in the past weeks, and of course I was steaming at that time, but I don't want to let you off the hook to understand what my point is on the commodities, which increased. The oil company stocks went up over $100 a share, but the water and power companies, particularly a good index that is used for all of them, is the Los Angeles, California Department of Water and Power. The stock rose to $121.87 a share. There are two, the California State, a separate L.A. Department of Water and Power, went to $111.78 a share all on the same day. The valuation of the currency rates of cross-currency against the American dollar in Mexico, it went 4 cents on the dollar, all in the same day, within the same hour. The yen was against the UN, was 112 yen per American dollar. And Canada was at 83 cents on what's called the slide. Now you take the wheat and the corn and the cotton, changed price a little, but the wheat dropped in price, and so did the corn. And the reason for that is because it had been a big crop because of the weather. Now, all that tied in to the exchange of money, which occurred as what's called the world change of money. And this is going to be for many, many years. It was a signal. Everything happened on the same day. On the increase, like the Russell index, the Russell 2000 index was at $1,342.09, all within 27 seconds of the change to 19,000. So in Taiwan, at that moment, on the same 40-second delay, the value was $3,474.73 again on their CSI 3000. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong stayed the same at $22,676.69, but one-third of Hong Kong was sold. And who bought that? Russia. That's all within 17 seconds of the change of the 19,000 on the Dow. And, of course, the Nikkei in Japan was $18,162.94. And of course, in South Korea, which is the KOSPI, that increased 0.2% to $1,987.95. In other words, you take Stillwater Mining and Amherst States Water, running at a close of $42 a share, overtaken by Chinese interests, which was the deal that Obama made with the Chinese premier in Southern California when the Chinese director came to the United States. Now, not to let you off the hook as to what's really going on in terms of what I mentioned about the social and behavioral sciences team and the Whiteout Office of Science and Technology, also run by Dr. John Holden. Keep in mind, the exception has been called, in terms of information, on the control of who lives and dies in this country. It's called Exception B5, according to with the Obama administration. This is access which allows government officials to discuss any policies and the discussions being made public or attorney privilege are all wiped out. So in other words, the deliberate process of the B5 exemption is to hide all material that is based on the present government of the water, the food, and the energy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
From Nevada. Dave from Nevada, I want to make sure I get you on. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Dr. Parker. I wanted to address what you were saying about the Catholic Church and the cardinal picks that you were discussing a little bit earlier. I believe that you're right that these people need to understand, have a deeper understanding of how the Catholic Church works since about like the 1960s, because the Catholic Church was essentially completely taken over by then. And so they, all of the quote-unquote popes since, we'll say 1962, since Paul VI, they've all been communists. And they've all been on the globalist agenda. And it's been gradual, so it hasn't been out in the open. And also, we haven't had the internet until, we never really had the internet in full bloom until the 2000s. So the information is much more available now on kind of the timeline of what happened to the Catholic Church and how we've gotten to this point with this current pope. They've all been globalists. And Pope Francis, this last one, is actually kind of the culmination of what the goal or the agenda of the Second Vatican Council was, which is to bring about the New World Order. if you notice the change in the name of the Mass, before it was just the old Latin Mass, when they changed over the Mass and they made it virtually invalid, they changed the name of the Mass to the Novus Ordo Missae.
Mm-hmm.
That's Latin for New Order.
That's right. And the other thing, the reason I have to, the reason I pertain this on the big scale of each brief now that I write about the control of the water and food supply on the earth is to the United Nations particularly, which I'll be doing already because I already have three presentations at the UN already. The idea is that the present Pope, along with what you're saying, has been promoting the concept of the world court, and where the jury has made some citizens from any country. And what people need to really understand, and you're bringing up a very awareness point completely, is that this eliminates the juris system of boundaries. See, I've been talking about this for 6 years. People think that a boundary stays. But when Hillary Clinton was running for president, she said she wanted a boundless world. Well, she's taking that right out of the director of the Pope and his presentation of the New World Order. That is the New World Order. And I've been talking about this for practically since I've been on air, practically every show. Of course, I was ahead of my time at 2003 when I first approached, first became on RBN. But we have foreign listeners now. We have people who are starting to catch on. There's only one little wrinkle in here that shows you how this brainwashing goes. This is not some kind of plan that they're trying out. If you listen to the Latinos, or you listen to the people that say, well, we want to come into your country because we have drug wars here. They're called the small, the tin cup extraparados, which are actually drug lords within the street of the poorer countries. And what they're doing is they're selling it out to the drug money to put it into the New World Court. The public doesn't realize that. That comes under the exemption of B5, which I mentioned this morning before the first break we had on our program. And that was set up by Obama. Obama has been nothing more than a representative of the socialist, railroad, progressive concept, which will come to fore when they start to expose Nancy Pelosi for her attempt to become the director and chairman of the minority party in the House. And that's going to be the play. And to bring it out to the public. Well, if the public ever knew what we talk about here on Parker Pathways, I don't know about the rest of the folks, but the point is, when Donald Trump said that the voting system is rigged, yes, it is, but he was also talking about what he knew. And how did he know what we're talking about here this morning? Well, because he was in business with these people. And who does he call? He has to call the Pope before he can make any kind of arrangement within the European complex or the European Union. That's the way business is done today. See? So this whole thing is a massive conceptualized creation of new law. It's actually following, actually, if you look at it, is a basis. We are practicing in this country Keynesian policies in economics from John Maynard Keynes. So you have ways where we're oppressing ourselves rather than expanding ourselves.
Sure.
You see?
And
that's why the new money, you see, that's why they have in the process of the printing of new money. That money's already printed. Like, it's a joke that the Federal Reserve put out on the wire yesterday, because it's, you know, yesterday was Saturday. They always do this on the weekend. It was Saturday in America, but in Japan it was a different day. And Yellen is saying, well, I'm not going anywhere after the, as the president-elect, you know, becomes there. Because they're saying to the president-elect, you don't count. See?
Yeah, that was yesterday. He doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, that was yesterday. So, there's a lot going on here that that works it through. And this is the other thing. When I opened my show, I said I was sad about. I think what is saddening is to use Fidel Castro's death, one of the most heartless, black-hearted human beings on the planet. You thought Hitler was a piece of work. Fidel Castro. Would it was when this all information comes out, and Che Guevara and what his activities were in Cuba before Castro sent him to South America, if you have that setting and you knew, and this is going to come out, when you find out how many people in the United States Congress were tied in over the years, even closely, with the Costa Nostra, the Kinas Gagigan. The Gagigan was a part of the Chinese and other ethnic group situations that were taken over by Russia, who took over the complete money supply concept of the United States of America 4 years ago. And when I first went on air, Van Nestle in Germany went to the Wall Street Journal. I'd only done two shows here on RBN. I was interviewing Dr. Emoto in Japanese about water. That was a second interview. And the whole thing, he says, well, I'm going to get out of having buying water disposal plants in America because I don't want the legal liability. He put that in the Wall Street Journal based upon my program. And the whole thing was that instead he set up front companies in the United States and other parts of the world. And they bought the water, $25 a year for 100,000 acres of water on Indian reservations for $25 a year. Not a penny more. You know how much Van Nestle alone makes on the water? It makes gold look like a piece of crap. $2 billion a week.
Oh, my God.
And this is when you have this Dakota thing. Okay, you've got the Dakota deal where the Indians are trying to protect their water supply based upon heritages. So what they do, they set up an incorporation system of the government, pass it through the Vatican, and say it's religious ground. That's the real world. This morning, they are putting out the attack dogs on the Dakota Indians with no hospitalization. That's this morning. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that, and who sanctifies it? Pope is standing behind his closed holy doors, is saying, well, we bless them. That's the best he can do. That's this morning. The German chancellor, the lady who's running that German system, as far as she's concerned, the Dakota oil pipeline and the effect of the water, she's claiming the water belongs to her. Now, she's talking about American water, but she's talking about Native American water. She's talking about a treaty that was made with General Campbell, who slaughtered 6,000 Indians while they flew the American flag during and after the Civil War. That's reality. And what we're doing here today, in terms of the whole process, Trump's going in, and he's surrounding himself with where it goes. But I'm going to tell you something. The whole process of for the first time in the history, really, of financing, the president-elect has promised, you know, that he'll energize the energy sector, and without regard to the Paris Agreement on climate change, and that's has some good sides to it on that decision and not so good sides on the others. But listen to this. This is from a directive sent to me by the president-elect not any more than maybe 8 hours ago, because he wants me to handle the water. Okay, that's all I can talk about. I don't want to violate confidence, because I've had three interviews with Donald Trump in the primaries on this program. And the thing is, instead of, quote, instead of funding dubious alternative energy products in foreign countries, I intend to shift the money to United States infrastructure investment in water and environmental projects. That sentence of placing the concept of the shift of the climate change into projects for water is the first time in the history of the United States anyone from Congress, presidents, anyone to mention that they are going to change and improve the water infrastructure rather than what Obama's done, all the presidents done. So where they just vote to give money to water private partnerships and city council members. And then, okay, well, Obama did it. He gave the money, all right. Let's say paltry $898 million was last year. And then it's like a shell game. He takes it back. That's the way Obama worked. And where did he give the money? And I'm glad you asked. Have you heard of Cuba? That was his deal. That's the real world. And then you have the Pope who sanctifies it under this quasi-world court concept. No, we're in deep trouble, my friend. We are in deep, and you are correct. This is a whole process of the determination of the new world order and presenting it with religion, and the people that come from South America and other places still revere the Pope, and because he's a socialist Pope. And to them, they almost act as if, oh, the Pope or the religion. Well, I want to believe. Well, then what the hell are you doing in a country that you're not a citizen? See?
Yep. It's really interesting, because the last encyclical that the Pope wrote was basically, it was a climate change encyclical, which is absolutely it's absurd for any pope to write about environmental issues. It's completely out of their scope.
Oh, of course. But they figure they own it. You know what I mean? You know? Listen, I got to go. I've got a whole train, people, of thinking. I want you to call again about this, will you? Thank you for calling, Dave. I want you to call again. One of the things that, since I mentioned it, for the people that are working on the idea of Keynesian economy, your countries are really, you might say, ranked from according to their economic freedom. And the idea of America having from the Second World War having a labor force which is at a 40-year low. I believe we have a national debt is at $20 trillion. When I wrote climbing cause health damages on the home page of RBN, I estimated from real world figures and engineering concept that just to handle the water alone on infrastructure was $16 trillion, and I wrote that 4 years ago. Now, the thing comes down, we already have a $20 trillion that exceeds the debt that exceeds that economic output. So, and Obama knew what he was doing. Do you know, some listeners gave me some, whistleblowers gave me some figures that the Obama family has spent, it's so amazing. I am not sure that it's even right, but I do trust my contacts in the government. The Obama family has spent $1.3 billion on personal family trips that are not government related. Just think about that. You know, you know, when you had to, when you had to travel the government, you had to put your chit slip in for your chit on your travel expenses. I can remember one time, this was before coffee shops were so prevalent. I remember having a cup of coffee. I wanted an American cup of coffee. You know, you should think when you're in Italy, you got Italian coffee, you know. I remember the government charging me back €3 because I've got a cup of coffee. We'll see you at the other end of the break, because you need to know about the Keynesian policy of corruption in this country. We'll see you there, 800-313-9443.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Parker Pathways. I wanted to get into the Keynesian policies that America follows. And by the way, you should have, you know, when Obama was running for president, you know, and they had these outposts of community organization, and they had Che Guevara pictures on all of the outposts that Obama had throughout the country. You should have gotten the clue from that. You know, just saying. We have David from California. I want to make sure I get David on, because I'm going to tell you, we're on a rat race today. We've got to get everybody in. David from California.
Hi, thank you. Did you say Trump was on your show, or did you have a private interview with him? Because I was wondering what dates they were. If he was on your Parker's Pathways, I would like to write down the dates.
Yeah. The first interviews were from the airplane, and the primaries when he was heading to Flint, Michigan. Then there was another interview. We were on the same day going to Mississippi. Then there's another interview coming just before the election. Then I have a fourth interview, which is I'm not going to talk about. It's a tremendous thing. That's always an hour. So I've got a 3.5 hours of interview time. Those are on discs, and they are to be played after he's inaugurated.
Okay. So, for now, I can't get them at this point, right? They're not for the public at this point, right?
Well, they're for the public, but it's for a particular time.
Okay, no, I got you. And what about with Emoto? You were friends with Emoto, and did he kind of pass the baton on to you in certain ways, certain capacity, when it regards to water?
Yes, that is true. He passed away, you know.
Yeah, I heard him. I knew that.
Yeah. When I first interviewed him, he had written a new book on the use of the mind to change the molecular structure of water by using the words love and gratitude. And
right.
And he had he didn't speak much English, and Japanese was a familiarity to me just for conversational Japanese for science reasons. And so he was on his way. It was an excellent interview. And how the water molecule changes with the power of the mind, particularly if you have toxic words to show pictures of what the water molecule looks like. Most of his books are available in bookstores to show you the actual stereometric photographs of water molecules under that under the control of mind thought.
I saw some of the pictures.
And they had, but he was on his way, and to a project in China, where he was going to use mind power to try to revert the water from toxic sewage, because I was getting into the idea of exposing the government, which I did, on toxic sludge. Human feces to be used as part of irrigation systems on food supplies, which has been going on before I came on air for nearly 40 years. So that, and then he passed, and then the family gave me some of his work to continue. Oh, I have to go right now, David, but I hope you call again because we talk about this very important subject.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.